man came that Stephen's ministering to, came from Wichita, was in the prayer meeting, and he was a little like, this is, we were asking him how he was doing. He was saying, this is so weird. It's so cool. I've never been to a prayer meeting outside of a church building. And that was kind of odd to me. And he was like, this is just weird. I've gone to a few prayer meetings, but they're always in church. To do this in a restaurant like this was intriguing to him. And so that's what we're about. We love planting prayer meetings, house churches, which are not little cells of us. They're basically real churches. We really think they're ecclesia. They're real churches. And so we're excited about that. There's multiple of those around the region, the area, and there's new ones being planted. Besides that, I hope I haven't confused you. You're like the guy sitting with me at the coffee shop, right? Besides that, there's this prayer ministry that we feel like we're supposed to steward that's beyond churches, and it's kingdom, and it's rallying citywide prayer in El Dorado, rallying it in Wichita, and meeting with lots of leaders in Wichita. There's miracles happening there that has kind of become an assignment for us to steward and to gather and rally leaders and to get them together, and so that's really, really fun and awesome. Besides that, we're working with World Impact. Anybody heard of World Impact? I'm getting real involved with World Impact. Toomey is going around the world working in prisons and discipling the guy who's the national prayer director. And we're helping develop prayer nationally and kind of regionally with them to go alongside all their church planting. They plant churches in the poorest urban areas and cities, the most dangerous areas. We love, love, love these guys. There's a new initiative to plant 30 new churches. We had one of the leadership guys at our meeting last week, and we were praying over him and blessing that. They're going to plant 30 new churches in urban Wichita. So the Plainview guys and all of us, we have fun all getting together and being together. So now that that's as clear as mud as who we are, I just felt a need to explain, because people said to me, I don't think anybody knows what Disciple Nations is. I don't think they know what's going on with all the things. And you're part of a bizarre, if you will, cultural setup where there's people trafficking among three different churches or mission bases, if you will, multiple house churches, prayer meetings, and then cross ministering missionally and prayer-wise with a whole bunch of churches. It's kind of hard to define us where we are. And so I kind of want to say sorry for that. If we were one local church and you all knew and we had all our programs in-house and everybody's here, I think that would probably be a little more where you would understand it and maybe feel even more secure. But there is a call on us to spread out, spread out, spread out. And so all that being said, I have a slide here. We feel a very large call to develop a prayer ministry here. We're calling it Gideon's Army, and the Lord's promised that to me for quite a while about having 300 intercessors, particularly in El Dorado. Okay? And if you're here, you've got to let me take a couple minutes and inflict this on you, because it's such a big deal. We know that there's supposed to be 10,000 intercessors coordinated in Wichita, and that's going to happen. And we're moving that way, rallying churches and doing that. But here in El Dorado, I believe with all my heart, and some people have confirmed it, that we're supposed to have 300 intercessors, Gideon's Army, that have dedicated themselves to exercising the power of agreement through sacrificial, intentional, persevering, unified, and strategic history-changing prayer. We've always known that we have an ordained call to do prayer. The prayer in El Dorado is affecting the ministry in Wichita. The prayer in El Dorado is inspiring churches in Wichita. I mean, these are places. I talked to a guy that's got a church of 900 people. He was lamenting to me. He's joining in the prayer movement. Lamenting because I got 900 people. They're middle class to upper middle class. And honestly, I don't know what to do. There's such a kind of lethargy on everybody that's satisfied with life, doing their church thing on Sunday. I can't get them going. I said, so are you guys a praying church? And he thought for a while, and he said, a praying church? Well, we have, out of the 900, we've probably got about 30 people that I think do give themselves to prayer at some level. And as he was saying that, he wasn't complaining. He was just lamenting at the state of having that many people that come to a building every week and sit for an hour and having that few people that give themselves to intercession. Well, that's a passion for us, is to stir the body of Christ up to prayer. That's why we're bringing on missionaries to do that. We're praying for that. And we believe that we're supposed to and have a heavy responsibility in El Dorado. I got a guy in Mulvane that's stirring up prayer. We're partnering with other cities, and we think we're about to have some responsibility statewide and partnering with some people that are stirring up even the government in Topeka. So we want to see this established. I'm asking you to consider. I'm making this call to every pastor in town because this isn't a New Life deal. It's just El Dorado's intercession. I think I had some stuff around that, didn't I? Did I have some other little points around that? I can't really remember any of them. Yeah, very good. So the variety of prayer assignments are daily corporate prayer, like at Jacob's Well. You know, every day we got prayer, multiple prayer meetings. And they're like half a dozen to a dozen people on a regular basis that are praying. You could be part of that. Prayer meetings in places of business or schools. Love, love, love placing these prayer meetings there. Prayer meetings on the move. If you're out walking missionally, that's a prayer meeting, okay? Hourly watch. You're just like, God's called me to individually pray every day at 3 a.m. or I don't know what it is, or a couple times a week at some time. We'd like to know that, or family prayer meetings. But all of this is just a varietied strategic prayer. And this is the thing I want to say this morning, is you may not be called or feel grace to show up at Jacob's Well. I wish you all would. I think it would be fun. I think it would be fun to rage down there. I don't want to, though. I'm walking the balance of not, like, putting some law on you, you know, while calling you to an amazing opportunity. But what I want to say is I think there's supposed to be a multi-leveled, multi-tiered prayer strategy that goes on. A lot of people doing a lot of different things in prayer. So I'm going to pray right now after that little thing, and I'm going to ask you to pray with me. We prayed a citywide prayer meeting Thursday night down at Family Worship Center. Out of a church of 3,000 in the city, there were 30 people there. I said that night, there were some people discouraged. They're like, you call a prayer meeting in the city and this is, you know, and I'm like, well, so here's the deal. I said, number one, two or three gathered together to pray is enough, okay, on one hand. On another hand, 30 people on a Thursday night is good, and we can't, it's not the barometer of all of prayer that's going on in the church. Let's not judge this too much. But on the other hand, on the last third hand, you know, the prayer meeting is the least popular meeting on the planet. In the church. And so it's tough to get people there. Every pastor I'm talking to is lamenting, how do I get my people to pray? So we do want to pray for something to stir up, because I'm believing for the day when the prayer meeting is the most popular meeting. When meeting with God and not just sitting and listening, that, you know, there's a real movement in prayer where people get the value of it, get the joy. God promised in Isaiah 56 there would be joy in the house of prayer. You, as I've said before, I don't want you feeling guilty if you don't have motivation to go to prayer meetings. I really don't. But I do want you to think about it and think about the glorious possibility and this statement. I promise you no one will ever lay on their deathbed one day and regret going to prayer meetings. You might regret going to Disneyland. You might regret buying the fifth car. But you'll never regret, look back and go, oh, I wish I hadn't gone to as many prayer meetings. Has anybody ever heard that testimonial from a dying Christian? Yeah, yeah. So I really want you to be and have joy. And so if you feel called, and I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to appoint to us, you may not be called to come down at 6:30 in the mornings, but you might be called to start a prayer meeting somewhere else. And by prayer meeting, I mean you're praying with some people in an agreed way. I would love for you to coordinate with us. Let us know. Where's your assignment? Let's coordinate a way so we're praying and we can get missional information to each other so that we can labor together and shift things. I'm a failure in El Dorado, if I don't stir up a prayer ministry that honestly affects the other cities and the other nations, that's what I feel like. And so I'm not here just to plant a church. We're here to build a prayer network. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you bless everyone in this room. I pray that you right now, by the power of the Holy Spirit, would speak to everyone. I pray that you give them fresh assignment of how they're to walk out partnership. I believe it's no accident that in all the places, in all planet Earth, in all the times of man, that they would be born at this time, in this place. This is no accident. And there was an oil boom here a century ago that shifted World War I, and there's an oil boom from here that's supposed to shift the war in the nations kingdom-wise. We know it. You've spoke it to us. And it's not supposed to happen through trying to get a bunch of people in a building for an hour on Sunday. I pray, God, that you would mark intercessors in this room. You would mark a praying church. You would call people out and, Lord, begin to speak to them about what your assignment is for them as they coordinate with this family here that embraces prayer. Father, I pray now, just in a moment of silence, if you all would just bow, and I'm asking you to ask the question yourself, What would you, I know you're all supposed to pray personally, but just the question, Lord, how would you have me participate in this centered ministry of prayer that's for here and for the nations? Would you have me be part of Gideon's army, and how?